You are listening to TF Talk News, part of the TF Talk network of podcasts and live streams, where we give you the most relevant current stories in your fandom and more, all within 30 quick minutes or less. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, and I'll be your guide to everything worth talking about that transformed since last episode.
It's your old buddy, Starscream.
I am the new leader of the Decepticons. From now on, you will take orders from me.
Discover more of our great shows at tftalk.net and follow us on social media channels at TFYLP. And we're back. TF Talk News has officially entered the wild world of double digits. And if you didn't check out last week's 10th episode special, then I highly suggest giving it a listen because I invited the rest of the tftalk.net staff over to play. And the results were fabulous, if I do say so myself. None of them will remember how much fun we had, though, as I made sure to give them the old Men in Black treatment as to cover my tracks. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, back again after my plans were foiled by an infestation of digital pests. There's always episode 50, I guess. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get to this week's reveals. May Day has come and gone, and this week we were treated to in-package photography of the recently revealed Target Cybertronian Villains 2-packs coming this summer. The Cybertronian Villains logo is emblazoned on the front of both sets, indicating that this is Target's current subline across all Transformers exclusives. You might remember that this also is the same branding that appeared on the Cyberverse Adventures multi-packs featuring Sharkticons and Quintessons, also found at Target. Cybertronian Villains is definitely Target's exclusive branding for the year, similar to other sublines found in the past like AllSpark Power and RoboVision. What really makes my gears whir is wondering whether we'll see an Autobot Heroes equivalent to this via Amazon in our near future. With a leaked list of Clone 2-pack and Seeker 2-pack found in their listings in Canada, even an apprentice of Nightbeat could follow the clues to this likely verdict. From out of the Great Void came a fantastic Diaclone redeco of the highly praised MP39 Sunstreaker mold. Dubbed MP39 Plus, this version is a brand new character sporting the cordon remolded head and a pre-transformer red paint scheme that will knock the crust off even the most seasoned longtime collector. Following in the path of Cordon, this release completes all of the rare Diaclone decos of the original Countach LP500S Super Tuning toy. And that name spinout isn't something Takara Tomy just pulled out of their proverbial hat. According to the TF Wiki, this was the original name for Sunstreaker as seen in the Transformers pre-production Bible. Super historians may even recall that Sunstreaker and Sideswipe were actually originally intended to be swapped color palettes as well, leading to their G1 tech spec bios having some conflicting information, so it seems only fitting to revive Spinout from the old Bob Budiansky cemetery of misfit names for MP39+. I'd love to take credit for figuring this out, but I have to admit, my pal Scotty P on the Sabertron Twincast was the one that pointed this out for me. Thanks, human germs! MP39 Plus is coming quick and is expected to release in the fall of 2020 as a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive in Japan and a Hasbro Pulse exclusive in the United States, with a pre-order window ending by May 20th and a price of $115 USD.
I just had a new wax job! I don't want to scuff my patina!
And speaking of hot tips, one of my confidants, who I shall refer to as Professor Shin, has pointed out to me that a re-release of MP48 Lyo Convoy is scheduled for this fall as well. Importer sites like Hobby Link Japan, Anime Export, and Nin Nin Game all have this reissue listed for pre-order, now with a ship date of September.
Mr. Starscream, so what? What's the big f***ing deal?
While reissues are not typically news neutron bombs, I'm trying to sniff between the lines here to see if this very quick reissue could mean something more. For instance, it's a bit strange for a Masterpiece toy to receive a reissue or second run so soon after release. This reissue has been announced only 4 months after the original toy's issuance. While manufacturers are free to do what they want when they want, typically there is a cost-saving method to this madness. For instance, MP32 Optimus Primal saw a reissue right before the announcement of MP38 Plus Burning Convoy, and many fans have mentioned that Burning Convoy is missing his translucent buddy, Flash Lio Convoy. While I can't say any of this with any real certainty, I can at least open your minds to the possibility and get on my knees and pray for the toy we all really deserve, Galvaleo. Squee! Enough tinfoil hattery, it's time to get to stuff you can buy. Studio Series Voyagers Sentinel Prime and Scrapper have been shipping from Target.com, but many are worried their pre-orders may be canceled due to strange email correspondence from the store. Some are worried Target is planning to cancel the pre-orders from people that took advantage of early pricing errors and applicable weekly toy special discounts. I can't speak for everyone, but I can confirm this. All of this host's pre-orders have been reaching my doorstep with little problem. Good luck, thrifters! Apparently, Bakery Bites BotBots were found somewhere in the UK, but they are still readily available on Amazon.com for US buyers. This does constitute the first sighting outside of Asia, though, so whoopee! The aforementioned 2-pack clones now have a DPCI number at Target, which is 087177900. We still have a month or two before these likely show up on their website, though. The Seeker 2-pack DPCI is still currently unknown, but of extreme interest are two Masterpiece Movie Series DPCIs found for Starscream and that sneaky MPM number 2 listing.
Ratchet!
For $119.99. If you are a brick seeker, you can try the following DPCIs, but don't expect to find anything substantial just this yet. Starscream is 087168015, and the other guy is 087168114. I'm not speaking in binary. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you have much to learn, young Padawan. Do a few Google searches for DPCI number and Transformers to learn how the big boys do it. And like I said before, MP39 Plus Spinout is available for pre-order on Pulse, but the window is narrow. You have until Wednesday, May 20th to snag one of these Diaclone beauties. And newsflash, Super Megatron's pre-order window is now closed. But have no fear, almost all of the Japan-fronted Transformers exclusives available through Pulse have gone back up for sale once they start shipping. This includes all the Seacons, barring the last two, Overbite and Tentakill, which I totally expect to go up for sale again this week, because many pre-order holders have received their shipping notifications. Keep your browsers refreshed and your bank account filled, for these last two fishy friends won't be around long once they are made available again. Good hunting, Collecticons! Oh, and one last thing! Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for Amazon Prime Day, which is tentatively scheduled for Monday, July 6th, as long as the rumors of a COVID-19 rescheduling aren't true, that is. I bring it up because there are a few items I totally expect to be made available on this holiest of holy days. An as-of-yet-to-be-revealed Seeker 2-pack and Clone 2-pack have been identified in Amazon product plans, along with Alternate Universe Optimus Prime. Nothing has been confirmed just yet, but with the launch of the Target exclusives, I'm going to double down on these being a very real possibility in our future. And Prime Day just seems like such a great opportunity to launch a special Optimus Prime toy. But what is it? Only Prime will tell. And that's everything that's on the shelf. A pretty nice third-party figure is getting closer to release with the gray prototype photo dump of Transform and Rollout's TR-02 Commander of Stars transforming action figure. Those that were disappointed with the Galaxy Upgrade Optimus in the Siege toy line should be simply salivating over the proportions and general presence of this Masterpiece-styled upgrade for Galaxy Force Convoy. The toy looks to be about 9.5 inches tall in Super Mode, which is kind of small if you ask me, but looks to hit all of the features of the original Leader Class toy with optional faceplate, head wings, giant cannons, all with as much articulation as you can stand. The wingspan on this guy knows no bounds and promises to give you the shelf presence you deserve. Price and release date are currently unknown, but if you want to roll the dice, pre-orders are currently available at the usual suspects. I myself might check this figure out, but I'm waiting for the Nemesis redeco.
Hey boys, we're gonna be movie stars!
And now it's time to bring you a segment that was simply inevitable. We've had a nice big lull to enjoy ourselves without acknowledging this sect of the brand, but things are starting to bubble up from below in the savage wasteland of Transformers movie news. Yes, I, Mr. Starscream, do plan to report on the latest and greatest happenings when Hollywood and Cybertron collide. If we discuss anything with spoilers, I'll always provide a spoiler warning, so have no fear. That all being said, there actually isn't much substance to report here, other than that a new Transformers live-action movie film has been put on the Paramount release schedule for June 24th, 2022. Keep in mind, release schedules are not written in stone, and previous Transformers films have been stricken from this flimsy record in the past. The film remains untitled, and speculation is abound that this could be a prequel to Bumblebee or the potential Beast Wars film that has been ping-ponging around on news sites. There's not much to talk about here, except speculate, and in my opinion, all I see is a mess of news about multiple upcoming Transformers films with little substance. News of an entirely different Transformers film that will be purely animated also hit this week, banking entirely off the name of the director, Josh Cooley, someone who has worked his way up from the title of intern at Pixar to having storyboarded for family favorites like The Incredibles, Cars, and Cars 2, but was thrust into directing Toy Story 4 after John Lasseter left the project. So yes, the news is basically trying to tell you, see, we got the director of Toy Story 4, which is great, and no offense to the talented Mr. Cooley, but I'll believe it when I see it. So which of the four potential Transformers films that you've been told to get excited about are you actually excited about? Let me know by sending an email to tftalknews@tftalk.net, and maybe I'll read what you have to say on the air. Maybe. Well, thanks for listening, and we hope this first full week of May brings you many plastic and die-cast flowers in your mailbox. And don't forget, you can always give a tip or tasty gift to those delivery personnel working so hard for you right now. I'll see you next time. The TF Talk Network exists due to the efforts of an enthusiastic collection of Transformers fans across North America and beyond. Check out our variety of shows like Microcasters, Ouch My Wallet, Cut the Tape, and our flagship show featuring a rotating all-star cast, TFYLP, which has been running for over 10 years. The cast at the TF Talk Network is always growing, so if you have a desire to participate, reach out to us via any of our social platforms at TFYLP. The TF Talk cast is on Discord. You can join us for free by typing bit.ly/TFTalkDiscord in the browser of your choice. Intro and outro score provided by Surrender. You can find Surrender at surrender-official.bandcamp.com. Directly support our shows and keep us on the air by becoming a monetary supporter of TFYLP on Patreon. Donations through Patreon are used to cover production and server expenses that keep our shows running and are not distributed to individual staff members. If you have any comments or feedback, you can directly email the show at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'd love to read some of your comments on the air. And if you've got a hot news tip, send it my way! Oh, what a joy it is to have movies back on the menu, boys. Let your imaginations run wild, but don't ever, ever forget that the Bumblebee movie is not and never was a reboot.